It's music by Bob Chilcott. It's called Midwinter, sung by the choirs at Millikan University from their 50th anniversary Vespers program in 2008. They called the CD and the program that year from generation to generation. The Millikan University just gave its annual Vespers programs this past weekend and had a chance to see one of those a couple years ago, I guess. And would very happily go back. It's one of the most extraordinary musical experiences I've had. And that's saying something because I've had an awful lot. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. The program is your connection to local performances. And among the performances happening this weekend, and I'm sure there are many of those as well, are the annual winter concerts by Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. Those are going to be Saturday and Sunday at McKinley Presbyterian Church, and we have members of the choir coming up later this hour. And also, same days, Saturday and Sunday, the Champaign Central High School Choir presenting the 33rd Annual Madrigal Dinner. And I believe we have all 24 of their members here in the studio with us right now for this portion of our program. The director is Stephen Larson, who has been on this show many times, but as he just said to me a minute ago, never with his own group, always playing piano for some other group or another, in particular, and most often, the Central High School theater program, drama program, for a lot of the fine productions that they have done there. So on behalf of myself, and you can speak on behalf of all the kids who are here, thanks for coming on and welcome to the show.
Well, thanks,
again.
Thanks, Kevin. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Madrigals. In my terminology, that tends to be certain types of choral music.
Yes. Well, it's a specific genre from the Renaissance. It's a specific kind of secular music that is from Italy, and it spread all across Europe in the Renaissance of the 1600s. But we usually take it to mean kind of an amalgamation of music from the Renaissance, and we even have some Baroque music and some modern music that we throw in our program. And we also take it to mean a group of singers that sing that type of music. So a madrigal group sings madrigal music.
Any idea how it is that madrigal dinners have gotten to be sort of a staple, at least in many high schools across the country? Why madrigals? Why not?
Well, in the high schools that do madrigals, and there's college madrigal dinners as well, it's a wonderful way to start the holiday season. There's a meal that's quite delicious, and the music is beautiful. And for me as a teacher, I know that my students are singing real music that they're not going to get to sing otherwise. And it really gets into the heart of the music, and they learn to read music a lot better. They learn to be more effective through the music, and they have a lot of fun at the event, too.
Define real music.
A lot of times we have to give kids a choral arrangement of something. For example, early in the year we pulled out the Hawaii Five-O theme, which is for instruments, and we sang an arrangement of that for voices, and it was kind of like the Swingle Singers arrangement, but it wasn't the real tune. For this music, for madrigal music, we pull out the actual music from, there's some websites online where you can get public domain musics, and it's not an arrangement, it's the real tune. It has been watered down by an arranger. And I really think that's, the kids know that that's the special part about it, that they aren't singing something through a second source. This is the primary source that they're singing from.
And is the madrigal program annually the most likely program in which this choir is going to get the real arrangements as opposed to, you know, arrangements of other tunes?
Well, I try as much as often to give the kids first source music, but this is the concert where they're going to have most of the music is going to be there's not going to be arrangement. We'll write instrumental parts to go along with the music sometime, but it's usually this is it. This is the music.
Is this entirely unaccompanied choir music, or are there instruments involved?
Well, it is today, because we have, the kids are filling up the whole room, and there's no room for the piano. But some of the music does have accompaniment, especially the modern music. We'll have a string quartet there. We'll have a brass sextet. And in one of the pieces, which I thought you might be, had the Millikan CD that this is from, has two double bass drums and percussion along with it, along with strings and brass and organ.
And I'm going to guess that the various members of the choir probably play a little percussion, other things that they carry around with them during some of the tunes?
Or oh, not? Yeah. I think Claire is playing flute on one of the tunes.
And Claire is, since you mentioned her name. Hello, Claire.
It's Claire Ramsey. And we have I think we're having a tambourine and, you know, finger cymbals and as the music is finds it appropriate.
Since you said that madrigal is a type of song, actually, I said that, and then you defined it a little bit more. You actually have some such pieces on this program.
We actually have. Well, it's such a fine definition of madrigal. Chet always, he'll say that it can't have any repeated music, and it has to be in Italian. It has to be a certain way. So probably there's only one piece in our program that is an actual madrigal, and we don't have it ready for today. But we do have some pieces that are kind of like that music to sing for you today.
Well, there's certainly some English madrigals.
There are some English madrigals, yes.
With the
English madrigals, if the text repeats, that means that it's not a madrigal. It's really got to be through composed.
And for those who don't know who Chet Always is, Chester Always, he's now emeritus professor of choral music at the University of Illinois, directs the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana.
I apologize for my name dropping.
That is perfectly fine. I was just thought I'd fill in everybody who doesn't happen to know. Well, what do you want to start with?
We actually have something from the Baroque opera repertoire, Henry Purcell's In These Delightful Pleasant Groves from the forgotten opera Libertine.
I completely forgot it myself.
I think most people have forgotten, but this one is probably popular. It's from an a cappella songbook that from the 30s that stood the test of time.
This is the Champaign Central High School Choir, doubling in this case as the madrigal singers.
In these delightful pleasant groves, in these delightful pleasant groves, let us celebrate, let us celebrate, let us celebrate our happy, happy loves. In these delightful pleasant groves, in these delightful pleasant groves, let us celebrate, let us celebrate, let us celebrate our happy, happy loves. Let's pipe, pipe and dance, let's pipe, pipe and dance.
Music by Henry Purcell here on Live and Local, sung by the Madrigal Singers at Champaign Central High School. Their 33rd annual Madrigal Dinner is this weekend, twice, 5 o'clock each on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be in the Central High School cafeteria. The school is located on West University Avenue in Champaign. Their director is Stephen Larson, and they are all live here on Live and Local. It's described here as an evening of festive music, dinner, wassail, kings, queens, beggars, boar's heads, jesters, ladies-in-waiting, and other trappings of pre-Enlightenment Europe. Well, how do boar's heads figure in?
Well, it's a tradition from the Roman times that's been carried on through history. They had the hunt, and the hardest animal to catch in the forest was the boar, and they would bring the boar in, and they'd, hey, we've got the boar, so we carry around the boar's head. And the song that we actually sing is from 1521 from Queen's College, and they still reenact that same ceremony as part of their madrigal dinner there.
Do the boar's head in hand have I? Or
that oh, yeah, it? And we have it. We don't use a real boar's head. We're not that cool. We use it as a prop, but we sing the song, and we reenact that ceremony.
You don't have a spit roaster for the boar?
We don't. We do the dinner over at Central High School, and they don't have one of those.
And you don't have a boar's head hunt?
We reenact the story at the dinner. We have some kids that it's kind of like a little vignette.
And so this implies there's some costuming.
There's some costuming, yes. We put on, we say period costumes because we don't say, oh, it's going to be exactly what was in the fashion in 1515. Queen Elizabeth, what was she wearing? But we have a wide range of things that we wear.
This is a lot of variety to put on in one show.
It is. It's kind of a, for lack of better ways to say, it's kind of a thing. It's its own genre, a madrigal dinner. So there's music, there's food, and there's fun.
Does the drama program, since you've been in here so often with the drama, I was going to say drama professor, drama teacher, LaDonna Wilson and their productions, did they get involved in this in any way?
Well,
or is this entirely your show?
Well, you saw it's a 30-year tradition, and the drama used to be part of a choir program long, long ago. And this is actually one of the things that we still do back when we did have drama as part of the choir program, but it's separate now. It is.
I recognize at least a couple people from some of those drama productions, and I believe one of them is one of your spokesmen. Quinn Murphy's been in a lot of shows at Central and elsewhere. From one student's perspective, what's interesting about the Madrigal program as opposed to some of the other choir programs?
Well, I think it's very interesting since we get to learn a lot of like different music, more complex and like difficult music rather than the other choirs do. But like they learn some fun music, but we learn a lot of like different varieties of music, and Miss Larson teaches us lessons about the music and like what like meanings of different songs and all that.
When you say the other choirs, maybe between the two of you, you can clarify.
We have the chamber choir, and then we have a concert chorale. And so, like, we both have, like, different music. So, like, they'll be performing with us at the Madrigal dinner. And we, like, have some songs where we sing together, and sometimes some songs they'll sing, and then some songs we'll sing.
So is everybody here a member of the larger choir or not?
Well, this is the full Madrigal choir. The concert chorale is a separate choir. They're not here today.
So that is completely separate. Do some of you sing in the concert chorale? Concert chorale? No. So this is an entirely separate group.
Yes, it is. We combined forces to do some of the bigger choral works.
On
this
other,
concert, yes.
On this concert.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be involved at some level. Hannah Wright also involved. What year are you?
I'm a senior.
This is not your first Madrigal dinner, then?
No, this is. I attended my freshman and sophomore year. I came and saw it, and I was so excited about it that I joined choir my junior year.
What excited you about it?
It's really the costumes are really pretty. And so that was one reason. And it's kind of like, it's a magical experience when it's pretty, it's a cappella. And so you just hear voices, and like the room goes silent at the end of a piece, and it's beautiful.
Go silent at the end of the piece?
Well, it's like, it rings a little bit. I mean, Central doesn't have the best acoustics, but it rings a little bit.
Well, the cafeteria is not usually known for their acoustics.
No.
But you gotta if you're going to have food, it probably needs to be in the cafeteria. What for you, besides the costumes, and either of you can answer this, is the most distinctive thing about this event than about something, anything else that...
It's a lot of just, like, it's fun. Like, we have, like, kind of different acts we do. Like, we reenact the boar's head things, and then we have different things. So, like, everyone in the Madrigal has a little, like, maybe a solo, like, line before we sing a song, maybe describing the song, or the fool and the scholar, who is me and another Madrigal member, Cole Prescott. We act out the boar's head things, and we... do different little like joke things, and in the beginning we introduce different guests who will be coming in, like giving them very formal titles and all that.
You said the fool and the scholar, is that two different characters?
Those are two different characters.
So the fool is not doubling as a scholar, which would be sort of discouraging. I would think. Does it help to be, in your case, Quinn, and maybe there's others in the drama program, to be an actor in this program?
There is a script, so we have different lines memorized, but it's helpful to, like, then you kind of research the, like, fool, like, court jesters and, like, how, like, what exactly they would do and all that, so acting, like, why is this... Not super intensive on acting, but it's fun still. Like
you. So, are you the fool or the?
I'm
scholar?
The fool, and a different person in the choir is the scholar.
So the name fool implies foolish.
Yes.
Is that necessarily what the fool was? Since you presumably did the research.
Yes. The fool. Like we did that because usually there's one single person. He's the jester who would have tons and tons of lines. So instead we. Split that in half, and so then we dealt the lines out more evenly. And so, but the fool would generally be the court jester, who is the person that would be like performing for the king and queen and whatnot,
and acting ridiculous.
Yes, and trying making them laugh.
Is he funny, Hannah?
Sometimes. We have a big dress rehearsal on Friday, I believe, Thursday or Friday. So we'll see how funny he is on Friday.
So he has till then to figure it out.
Yeah.
He's blushing somewhat, actually. Members of Champaign High School Madrigals, all of them, not just members of, they're all here today, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible with support from the Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. More information is available at 359-7377. Stephen Larson is the director of the Madrigals. You've got something lined up next.
Oh, we do. We have the O Magnum Mysterium by Tomas Vittoria for you.
This is a classic choral piece.
Yeah, I always wanted to have the kids sing something that's real Renaissance music, and this is that chance for them to sing real Renaissance liturgical musical. So this is like the big piece that we've been working on for the dinner.
And have you discussed the translation of this with the choir?
A little bit. It's a little difficult in a public school doing religious music, especially around Christmas time. But we deal mostly with the fact that the music sets a mood. So in this piece, it's about the mystery of how and the wonder that the baby Jesus was born in a manger instead of on a high horse like we expected the Messiah to arrive in, and that's what the piece is about.
So, O Magnum Mysterium, mm-hmm. O mysterious, wonderful mystery, basically,
oh, yes.
Something like that. Music by Tomas Luis de Victoria here on Live and Local. Champaign Central High School Madrigals, music by Tomas Luis de Victoria, O Magnum Mysterium, live in our studio here on Live and Local. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we have members of the women's chorus Amasong, who are giving concerts this weekend. They'll be live in our studio as well. The Madrigal Dinner at Champaign Central will be at 5 o'clock Saturday and Sunday in the Central High School cafeteria. Their director is Stephen Larson. What does the Madrigal Choir do the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, we're a chamber choir. So these kids are still in the same it's a class that they take at Central. They have to enroll in the class. So really, I tell people that they turn into the Central Madrigals for the Madrigal season. We sing a variety of choral repertoire throughout the year. So we'll probably sing a Madrigal in the spring to keep our minds working, but we sing Baroque music. Last year, we sang Vivaldi's Gloria with an orchestra, and we've sung jazz standards. We sang some jazz standards in the fall, just a variety of music.
Will there be one other concert then in the year?
We have a concert in the fall, and then we have our Madrigal dinner, and then we do two concerts in the spring.
Tell me the progress of a Madrigal dinner. Anybody who wants tickets, and we'll address that in a minute, getting tickets, that is. What happens? What's the sequence of events?
Well, some of it is kind of prescribed with how the dinner is traditionally. There's a processional. There's a wassail at the beginning and a toast, and then a wassail is like hot cider plus some extra spices that make it super special, and it's like a fun holiday beverage minus anything that you'd have at your home. It's in a school, so it.
I got it. Yeah.
The kids are laughing, and then there's the boar's head processional, and then there's a dessert. And then we do a pageant, which I do, instead of having a separate drama, we do a pageant which really focuses on the music. So we'll have a Madrigal piece, and then we'll have a verse that connects it to another piece, and then we'll have another piece. And then the mood of that piece of music will set us into the next piece. So we try to tell a story through the music instead of an extra story. And then we do some songs of the season.
And that's the concert chorale sings some of those, and then this group sings
some
together,
of those.
Yes. And then it all wraps up. What is the role of kings and queens here, or is that just, you know, people happen to be dressed up that way, and do they have particular roles?
They have particular roles. The king does the toast near the beginning of the dinner. The queen, she actually has the role of, when the audience sings the 12 Days of Christmas in the middle of our dinner, she gets to judge who sings the best.
Happens to the people who
It's kind
the
of
best?
Symbolic judgment.
They don't come away with a trophy.
They don't come away with a trophy. They come away with happiness in their heart for the holiday season.
Does the choir do the serving?
Part of the choir does the serving. The other choir gets to serve, and then they have to sing some too.
They have to sing some too?
They sing as well.
So some serve, some only sing, some serve and sing.
So yes, serve and sing, yes.
And is the serving of the food, is that an honor, or is that what all the freshmen have to do?
I think of it as a rite of passage. A lot of kids in this choir were in the other choir, and they got to do that, and they love it.
And then they get older, and then they don't have to anymore.
They don't have to, but it's I think of it as a rite of passage, a really special event.
Well, it sounds like the whole event is very special. How many of you participated in this before, by the way? I'm just counting. Oh. Well, more than half then. And you came back after doing it before, which means it's got to be a lot of fun. How does somebody get tickets if they want to participate?
Well, reservations are actually still open through this evening. So they can go and get information at maroons.org, and they click on 33rd Annual Madrigal Dinner, and there's information to get a reservation and to pay for tickets through PayPal, or you can send a check to the school. And there's just information on that website.
So if they don't get it through the website by the end of today, that's it?
There will not be a meal reserved for them, but they can still come to the concert at 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and it's just a $5 admission for those people who don't have a meal reserved for them.
So you can, so the meal comes later in the evening?
It's dinner and food as a part of the event, because the music is throughout. So if people have reservations for the meal, they'll get served a meal. If they don't have reservation for the meal, they come. We call it a concert-only ticket. But
So they can sit around and just watch people eat, more or less.
Well, I think we give them some wassail and some edibles as well.
So that will make them feel welcome and
it's a party.
Participatory.
It's fun.
Yeah. Champaign Central High School, 33rd Annual Madrigal Dinner, Saturday at 5, Sunday at 5, Central High School Cafeteria. If you want more information and to get those tickets, their team is called the Maroons, and so it's maroons.org.
Yes.
Org. Stephen Larson is their director. Thanks, Stephen, and thanks to all of you for participating today. You have one more tune, which is?
We have O Occhi Manza Mia by Orlando Di Lasso.
And that means?
O Eyes of My Love. It's so lovely.
mente gioia mia bella, guardami un poco a me, a me, a me, fammi contento. Tienimi mente gioia mia bella, guardami un poco a me, a me, a me, a me, fammi contento.
Music by Orlando De Lasso here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for members of Amasong who are giving their winter concerts this weekend. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly.
Because the world is round, it turns me on.
I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand.
I feel happy inside.
It's such a feeling that my love,
I can't hide, I can't hide, I can't hide. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
When I'm high,
when I'm
everything seems to be right.
When I'm high,
when I'm
feeling you holding me tight all through the night.
Her attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. I want her everywhere. And if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. So in that love, she's to share. Something in the way, way, way.
We heard a medley of Beatles tunes performed by the Other Guys, an octet of male singers from the University of Illinois men's varsity men's glee club. And they're having their annual concert on Saturday on the U of I campus. They will also be guests of this show either Wednesday or Thursday. We've still working on that schedule, performing for us live here on Live and Local. Hope you can stay tuned. Listen up for our on-air promotions. It'll let you know what's happening each day as the week progresses. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. My next guests are all members of Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. They're giving their annual winter concerts, which this year they're entitled Circling the Sun, which sounds like a very hot proposition indeed. Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church on South 5th Street in Champaign. Their director is Jill Crandall. And I want to say thanks for coming back on the show, Jill.
Well, thank you
and
for having us again. Women. Thank you so much.
Well, it's always a pleasure. This is your second year as the director, year and a half.
Second semester, really.
You just came in the spring.
Yeah.
I had forgotten that. Things get away. So, what's it like? You know, what's it been like working with this particular group of women?
They're wonderful. They're wonderful. We're a sleek and slimmer Amasong this semester for lots of reasons, but it's been great. It's always great. This is the best group of women in town. This is the best group of women, I would say, in Central Illinois.
By which you mean women generically or women who sing?
Oh, either. I would say either, yes.
Well, I appreciate the enthusiasm. Maybe I should refine my question.
Women who
just
sing
slightly.
Are obviously always the best women. Sorry.
I'm going to apologize for this doubly in advance, but if any of you were here when I said this before, my high school choir director, glee club director, used to define altos as low women who sing.
Low women who sing.
Yeah.
I thought they were high men, women, actually. Anyway.
Well, I guess I should sort of refine my question a little bit. You've led choirs before.
I have led
church choirs. You have one now. You've led other sorts of choirs. Uh-huh. What is different for you working with this particular group?
With this particular group, the fact that they take a sort of political stance and they take it quite seriously, I think that's different for me. And it's kind of refreshing. It's a challenge to try to program music by women, for women, about women, because I've never had to think that way before. And learning all of the world music that Amasong loves to do has also been a challenge for me, personally. But it's a good challenge, and I think it's great. And in some ways it makes it easier, because if you're looking for primarily women composers, then you don't have to look at a lot of other stuff.
So you said by women, for women, about women, were those the three prongs?
Uh-huh.
And you consider that a political thing?
Sure, absolutely. I think so. Sociopolitical. I'm not the person who should be talking about this.
I do see heads nodding quite vigorously in answer to that question. Why is that political?
Heidi, why don't you?
Anybody?
I think it's political because so much of Western music that is sung in the choral tradition is, up until recently, predominantly written by white men for mixed choirs or for male choirs, including wonderful choirs that I love, like the King Singers and Chanticleer, who sing in four parts, including soprano and alto, but in their falsetto or countertenor voices. And to have a group of women singing music that's serious music about women and women's lives, and especially as we can find it written by women, is very exciting. And having come from a choral tradition myself, I too have grown since I've been in Amasong, learning that there is a whole rich world out there that I never was taught in my college experience. So this is exciting for me.
So a follow-up question then for Jill and Heidi. It's Heidi Weatherford, by the way, who has been twice at least one of the interim directors. Mm-hmm. Of the choir. Does that then make it difficult to find music for this group?
It makes it a little more challenging. There are plenty of women who are composing right now, but it's always tricky to find new music in general, I think. I mean, do you find as a director, you direct stuff, right? You have an ensemble?
We were to have you look for music for ensemble and chamber orchestras written by women. There's not as much of it around.
There's not as much of it, no.
Right, and part of that is a publishing issue and therefore a political issue, in that I still think there's a bias. Women have to work a little harder to get their work out there. I think now that we can download things and do self-publishing is a lot easier, but that's a really recent development.
And that also makes it more of a challenge to find, because there's so much out in the ether.
I would say that there, at least from my experience, there is more music. There is more choral music written by women than there is, say, orchestral music written,
I think
written
that's
by
true.
Women. Just being written, period. But in either case, I think you have to, what may be especially different, aside from the simple difficulty of tracking it down, is that you really have to do it with intention. And maybe that's part of the politics. It's you have to state your intention that that's what you're going to do, and then go do it. And, of course, you're charged with that. Yeah. Why don't you give us a sample of some of what you found for this concert?
All right. Well, with that conversation in mind, we're going to switch what we were going to do. And let's start with Emmalou Demir's Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind, combined with Juliet Dade's A Western Wind.
Don't tell me you were originally going to start with a piece that was written by a man.
Well, we were going to start with a piece that was written by Annie Mouse. So,
anonymous. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
But it was probably a monk some time back. But then, you know, maybe not. Who knows? Maybe he stole some.
But probably not.
Members
of Amasong, who are giving their winter concerts this weekend, they're under the direction of Jill Crandall here on Live and Local.
Yeah. western wind, when wilt thou blow? That a small rain down can rain. Oh, then my heart in my arms, oh, heart in my arms. Blow, blow, wind, blow. Oh, then my heart in my arms, oh, heart in my arms. And I in my bed again. Oh, western wind, when wilt thou blow? That the small rain down can rain. Oh, Lord, Lord, my arms, oh, Lord, my arms, and I in my bed again, and I in my bed again.
Members of Amasong performing here live in our studio on Live and Local under the direction of Jill Crandall, who is their music director. They're giving their winter concerts this weekend in Champaign. Tell me again, so Blow Thou Winter Wind by
Emma Lou Deemer, and A Western Wind by Juliet Dade, who is a former Emma singer and a Champaign Urbana
Native.
Native.
Yeah. Did she write the piece for the group, or she's somebody who left and became somebody in the world of choral?
Juliet did a series of arrangements a few years ago, and actually they were supposed to be performed and then didn't. So we're actually premiering this at this concert. I don't know if everybody knew that.
They didn't quite come together?
They just didn't have room for it once they put it together. I'm not sure. She didn't tell me what the circumstances were, but we're doing a couple of hers this
Will she
concert.
Be around for the performance?
She cannot come, which is sad because she's just in Indiana, but she's a professor, adjunct professor.
She's in associate. Pennsylvania.
Well, she's moving to Pennsylvania,
she's
right?
Ah,
she's been two different
adjunct
places this year. Okay.
Well, there is an Indiana University of Pennsylvania, you know.
Is there a Bucknell University of Indiana?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
I just know that one of the reasons she can't come to the concert is that she's moving.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's an endeavor. This program called Circling the Sun, why?
Well, it's a program about the theme is time, both in the sense... Well, in every sense of the word. The theme is time. And we're singing many seasonal songs, but seasonal not as in holiday at all. Seasonal as in summer and spring and winter and fall and night and light and darkness. And there are a lot of pieces with interesting musical time glitches. And so that's our theme for this particular concert.
So celebrating all the seasons of life, which can also mean times of a person's life?
It can be. Someone once told me that Amasong sings traditionally beautiful songs about love and death. Is that right? So there you go. We're keeping up that tradition. Although I don't think we have so much about death this time. We really don't, oddly. But yeah.
It's remarkably difficult to avoid songs.
It's true. I think it's a human condition.
Yeah, and some of those are some of the most moving too.
That's true.
It was always interesting to me in the Christian church music tradition that some of the best music was all written for Good Friday, for example.
I know, and it's only one day a year. It's really not fair.
Yeah, and it's the most
takes
morbid,
all year
but just gorgeous.
to prep it too. So.
Speaking of which, difficult to prepare this particular repertoire this time around?
No, more so than normal, I think.
There are nods behind you. And these are from people I recognize as veterans of the group.
There are a couple of people. There are a couple of pieces that we are going to be singing in the spring instead of in the fall, which is fine. And it's good. It's all good.
We had a short semester.
We had a very short semester, and we had a lot of sickness, and that made it, and a lot of odd things happening. Just But that's life. That's part of life.
Hence
that's
the
part
season.
Of circling the sun. Yeah. You know, there's a time for everything. So.
What would you like to do next, speaking of times for things?
We have a very small group. We have a subgroup of a subgroup that's going to sing a Chinese piece, Gada Mei Lin. Anybody want to talk about this?
Chen Yi, who was artist in residence a few years ago, arranged 5 Chinese mountain songs for women's voices. And this is the 5th one. And Gada Mei Lin was... He was a general in the Chinese army?
A Mongolian national hero.
So one of our sisters, one of our singers who couldn't be here today is from China and said that it's really very common to have wonderful nature allusions in the songs and then talk about heroes, even though they seem to have no relationship to one another. And so the text for this is, the wild geese from the Yangtze River are flying in the sky. Gada Mei Lin fought against the feudal authorities for his people and their land. And I sort of take that to mean, and thereby sets them free to fly in the sky, sort of flying to the warmer climates, to the southern regions, to where life is better and good.
Members of Amazon here on Live.
And Chen Yi is a woman.
Beautiful music by Chen Yi, Gada Mei Lin, it was called, sung by a small group of women from Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus, who have their winter concerts called Circling the Sun this weekend, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign.
Y'all come.
That was the voice of music director Jill Crandall. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we are heard on 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. Join us again for another show tomorrow at 4 o'clock. My guests will be esteemed composer William Bolcom and his wife, vocalist Joan Morris. Mr. Bolcom on the University of Illinois School of Music campus in a residency this week. And I know I'm looking forward to that conversation very much. Hope you will be too. What would you like to end with?
Let's go to summer, since it's really nasty and wintry and kind of gross outside. I like to sing songs about summer in the middle of winter, so.
It can be comforting, can it?
Some people like to sing Christmas carols in July. I like to sing summer songs in December.
Sing cuckoo, no, sing cuckoo. Sing cuckoo, no, sing cuckoo. Summer is a-coming in, do the sing cuckoo. Groweth, said, and bloweth, made, and spring the wood anew. Sing cuckoo, awe, bleateth after long, milk after calvicoo. Bullock stareth, book of vet, and food is sing cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo, well sing as the cuckoo, this week the avenue. Sing cuckoo, no, sing cuckoo. Summer is a coming in, sing the 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 cuckoo.
Was it Welsh?
No, it's English.
It is English? It's old English.
Old English. Yes. Old English. English.
Summer is a coming in the English. More or less.
Modern English. Modern English. Although I spent a lot of time in the UK and there are places where it still sounds like summer is a coming in. I have a hard time understanding people in Scotland and Cornwall.
Well, it sounded awfully authentic to me.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And Emma Song always sings in a number of languages or dialects in every concert, and you can sample that this weekend. Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 4 o'clock. For more information, amasong.org. Simple as that. Thanks very much, women, for coming in, and Jill Crandall, the director.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Come on Saturday and Sunday.
I don't know the forecast for the weekend. I do actually. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 20s.
Oh, well, it'll be a good day to come and sing about rainy nights and
summer.
Sunny summer days.
And for tonight, for tonight, it'll be cloudy, slight chance of showers in the evening, the low temperature 42. It's 5 o'clock.